6 years ago, this nation's Faustian bargain with Carbon Energy played itself out in the Upper Big Branch mine disaster that killed 29 out of 31 miners trapped in a hell of darkness, fire, and poison gas. A partial accounting of that tragedy will be registered in the sentencing tomorrow of the CEO of Massey Energy, Don Blankenship, who, after a lengthy investigation and trial, has been found guilty on 4 criminal counts of negligence and safety violations, for which the most he can be sentenced is a year in jail and fined $250,000. Friday, underscoring the bloody trade-off between energy demand and worker protections, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin signed a bill that actually weakened some mining safety requirements in West Virginia. Joining us is Ashton Mara. She's assistant news director at West Virginia Public Broadcasting and has been covering the mining story for the last 6 years. Welcome, Ashton.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Faustian bargain, this idea that coal miners are disposable and that executives are to be treated with kid gloves, that's very much on the minds of community members in West Virginia today, I suspect. Yes?
It is. Over the weekend, I spoke with the sisters of one man. His name was Howard Payne. Howard was 53 years old, just a few years away from retirement. His sisters, Shirley Witt and Sherry DePoy, immediately following the conviction, were obviously disappointed with the amount of time that Blankenship could face and the amount of money potentially he could have to pay.
I still wish he could have more, because I think that those men's lives were worth more than being punished for 12 months and a fine of 250,000 marks. But for me, the most important thing that can come out of that is that we see from this that the laws will change. And so far, we're not seeing that.
Even the small amount of time in prison, even the small amount of fine that they say he faces, for them, justice will come by Congress making a change. For these men and women at the top of these companies to show that they care about and weigh the safety of the men and women who are working in dangerous conditions every day.
And to be accountable. And this is an uneasy time for the West Virginia coal mines, in that coal demand is down and the financial pressures are up for the companies. And I suspect that has something to do with why the governor signed this law last Friday.
It plays a piece. West Virginia as a whole is going through a tough financial time right now, and a portion of that has to do with the coal mining and the natural gas industries, both of which West Virginia relies on for severance taxes, or the money that they make off of those resources being pulled from the ground. The governor did sign a bill on Friday that weakens some of those safety standards, but I spoke with a member of the House of Delegates yesterday who is actually a representative of the United Mine Workers of America. And he signed on as a sponsor of this bill. It does some minor things. It changes some of the fines if there should be a mine accident. It gives the director of the State Department of Environmental Protection more oversight about how much that fine would be. There's some minor authority changes to the state mine EMT teams. So the teams who are trained to go in after a disaster and actually try to save some of the miners who might be underground and assess those situations. But this delegate said to me, you know, I wouldn't have signed on to a bill that did so much that it put our workers at risk.
Although, you know, the interesting thing about this trial and Don Blankenship, he was not charged with a much more severe criminal penalty, which would involve negligence in the kind of ventilation in that mine, which some safety inspections found was inadequate, that the miners were not adequately ventilated, and that's what caused the accumulation of gas, the explosion, and then the deaths.
Right. So the prosecution brought this out. This was a key part of their case in the trial in the fall. And in Massey as a whole, which was a very large company, you know, publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, Upper Big Branch always rated at the top for the number of violations. And a number of those came because of ventilation problems. Ventilation is necessary to, you know, get clean air into the mine, not just for these miners to breathe, but also to push out that explosive coal dust that comes from the mining process. And in the 3 investigations that came after the explosion, they were a mix of federal and state investigations. You know, they essentially blamed Massey and said excessive amounts of coal dust underground, this poor ventilation system, those were what were to blame for the explosion, for the deaths of those miners.
But prosecutors apparently could not pin that directly on Blankenship, and so here we are.
I would just say that the reason that prosecutors weren't able to pin that on Blankenship is because of the system we have itself. There's a system in place in American corporations to protect people at the very top from things that happen at the lower levels. They're not supposed to be found as being negligent for things that happen on the ground. So the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Southern West Virginia was really attempting to do something that's never been done before. A CEO, a top CEO at a company, has never been tried for essentially what was a workplace accident. And what it comes down to is there just aren't laws in place that allow them to charge him with the deaths of those minors, or charge him with negligence that led to the deaths of those minors. They did the best that they could do, and the only charge they really had at their disposal was what he was found guilty of, this conspiracy to willfully violate federal mine safety laws. And like you said, that's only a misdemeanor.
Ashton, a memorial today, that will be more than a little ceremony, yes?
Yes, it will. Of course, we have these 29 men, and we can expect all of those families, all of their families, to be there, members of the community. How a mine works is there are three shifts, and this explosion only affected one shift at that mine. So you can expect to see dozens of other miners who worked in that same mine to be there today as well. It will certainly be an emotional memorial.
Ashton Mara is Assistant News Director at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much, Ashton.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.